March 30th through April 12th, Easter. He shall rise with healing in his wings. During the days leading up to Easter Sunday, consider focusing your personal and family scripture study on the Book of Mormon's powerful testimony of the life, death, resurrection, and atoning power of Jesus Christ. The ancient apostles were bold in their testimonies of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Millions believe in Jesus Christ and strive to follow him because of their words recorded in the Bible. Yet some might wonder, if Jesus Christ is the Savior of the whole world, then why were his eyewitnesses limited to a handful of people concentrated in one small region? The Book of Mormon stands as an additional, convincing witness that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, manifesting himself unto all nations. See title page of the Book of Mormon, and offering salvation to all who come unto him. In addition, this second witness also clarifies what salvation means. This is why Nephi, Jacob, Mormon, and all the prophets labored so diligently to engrave these words upon plates, to declare to future generations that they too knew of Christ and had a hope of his glory. See Jacob chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. This Easter season, reflect on the testimonies in the Book of Mormon that the power of Christ's atonement is both universal and personal, redeeming the whole world and redeeming you. Ideas for personal scripture study. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 6 through 15 and verse 22. Alma chapter 11, verses 41 through 45. Chapter 40, verses 21 through 23, and 3 Nephi chapter 26, verses 4 through 5. Because of Jesus Christ's resurrection, all people will be resurrected. It's traditional at Easter to ponder the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But what exactly does it mean to be resurrected? What insights does the Book of Mormon offer about resurrection? Perhaps as part of your Easter observance, you could list truths about resurrection that you find in 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 6 through 15 and verse 22, Alma chapter 11, verses 41 through 45, chapter 40, verses 21 through 23, and 3 Nephi chapter 26, verses 4 through 5. You could also record why you think it's important to know each of these truths. You might notice that truths about the resurrection are often taught in conjunction with truths about the final judgment. Ponder what that teaches you about the importance of the resurrection in the plan of salvation. See also Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 43, Acts chapter 24, verse 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 23, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 7, chapter 15, verses 5 through 9, Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. Jesus Christ took upon himself my sins, pains, and infirmities. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus Christ atoned for our sins. The Book of Mormon, however, expands our understanding of Christ's sacrifice and suffering in important ways. You can find some of these teachings in Mosiah chapter 3, verse 7, chapter 15, verses 5 through 9, and Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. After you read these passages, consider recording what you discover in a chart like this one. Please refer to the chart on page 55. You'll notice there are three columns. In the first column, what did the Savior suffer? Second column, why did he suffer? Third column, what does this mean to me? See also Isaiah chapter 53, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Mosiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, chapter 27, verses 8 through 28, Alma chapter 15, verses 3 through 12, chapter 24, verses 7 through 19. The atonement of Jesus Christ cleanses me and helps perfect me. It could be said that the Book of Mormon is largely an account of people who changed because of the atonement of Jesus Christ. In fact, some of these people committed grievous sins and were even enemies of God's people before the Savior's power worked in them a mighty change according to their faith in him. You can read some of these experiences in Mosiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, chapter 27, verses 8 through 28, and Alma chapter 15, verses 3 through 12, chapter 24, verses 7 through 19. You might think of other examples to study as well. What do you notice that each of these experiences has in common? What differences do you notice? What do these accounts teach you about how the Savior's atonement can change you? See also Alma chapter 5, verses 6 through 14, chapter 13, verses 11 through 12, chapter 18, chapter 19, verses 1 through 16, chapter 22, verses 1 through 26, chapter 36, verses 16 through 21, Ether chapter 12, verse 27, Moroni chapter 10, verses 32 through 33. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you celebrate Easter with your family, look for ways to learn together about the Savior and His atonement, including the resurrection. Here are some ideas. 3 Nephi chapter 11 and chapter 17. Some families have found that studying the account of the resurrected Savior's visit to the Americas is especially meaningful during the Easter season. Encourage family members to imagine what it would have been like to feel His wounds. See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 14 through 15. Or to be one of the children He blessed. See 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 21. How does this account deepen our gratitude for the Savior's resurrection? A painting that depicts this account accompanies this outline. Others can be found at churchofjesuschrist.org. Your family members might also enjoy drawing their own pictures of what they read. Messages from General Conference. In many parts of the world, this year's April General Conference takes place the weekend before Easter. Perhaps listening to the conference messages could help your family focus on the Savior this Easter. For example, you could invite family members to listen for conference messages that testify of Jesus Christ and His resurrection, especially from the apostles, who are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. Then you could review these messages together and identify teachings that strengthen your testimonies of the Savior. The Living Christ, the Testimony of the Apostles. As a family, read The Living Christ, the Testimony of the Apostles, Ensign or Liahona, May 2017, inside front cover. See also churchofjesuschrist.org. And invite each family member to pick an Easter message from this testimony to share with others. For example, you might create posters to display on social media, on your front door, or in a window. Videos, Special Witnesses of Christ. Churchofjesuschrist.org and the Gospel Library app have a video series called Special Witnesses of Christ. It includes videos of each member of the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles bearing testimony of Jesus Christ. Your family could watch one or more of these videos and discuss what they teach us about what the Savior has done for us. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and come follow me for primary. Improving our teaching. Live the gospel of Jesus Christ. The most important thing you can do as a parent is to live the gospel with all your heart. This is the best way to qualify for the companionship of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to be perfect. Just diligently trying to do your best and seeking forgiveness through the Savior's atonement. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 13 through 14.